Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Bechukosai. That's Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, and the pasuk continues. V'mesdei miknasai asher loy mesdei achuza so yakdish l'Hashem. And if a field that he purchased and it is not his stei achuza, he's makdish that to Hashem, meaning he purchased this field from someone else. This is someone else's stei achuza, and he's makdish that to Hashem. V'chishav loy akoyin es michzas har erkacha, and the kohen shall calculate for him the sum of the valuation achnas yovel until the yovel year. V'nasan and he shall give the value based off of that day. Kodesh l'Hashem, it should be holy to Hashem. Meaning, Reuven purchased a stei achuza from Shemen, and he was makdish that to the Beis HaMikdash. He's not really able to do that, because kam yovel, that field has to go back to Shemen. It's not really Reuven's field right now. So how does Reuven redeem that field if he wants it back? He just gives the value of what's left until yovel. It's not going to ever become fully hektish. And the pasuk continues speaking this out. B'shnas ha-yovel yashav ha-sada la-asher kano me'itai. At the time of yovel, this field is going to go back to the one that it was purchased from him, meaning from Shimon. L'asher le achuza sa'aretz. This belongs to him. It's his achuza. It goes back to Shimon. B'chol erkecha yeh b'shekel ha-kodesh. And all evaluations should be based off of the holy shekel. Esrim gera yeh shekel. This shekel is based off of a 20 gera shekel. Ach, however, says the pasuk, b'char shir vukar l'ashem b'behema, a b'char that is for Hashem from the animals. Lo yaktish ishayse. A person is not allowed to be makdish that. Im sharim se, whether it's a shar se, l'ashem hu, that belongs to Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Chavav, lo yaktish ish oisoi l'shem karbon acher. He's not allowed to be makdish it for a different carbon. Fisha inish aloi, it's not his. This is considered a Bukhar. Now, this is not really the sugya of Bukhar, and the pasuk continues. Pasuk Chav Zayin, v'impa behema tmeo, pader berkecha. If the animal that he's makdish tashem is an impure animal, and he redeems it based off its value, v'yasav chamishisoi olav, he has to add on a fifth again because he's redeeming it, v'im lo yigal, and if he doesn't redeem it, v'nim kar berkecha, it's sold for its value, meaning the gizbar sells this animal to someone else, he sells it for its value. And up until now, we were talking about a certain type of neder called arachin, the value of something. And now we're going to be discussing something called a cherem, similar to the word cherem like we know in excommunication. So this type of cherem vow is similar to that. Says the pasuk, ach kol cherem asher yachrem ish l'Hashem, any sort of cherem that a person is going to make to Hashem, mikol asher loy, from anything that he has, me adam, it's a person that he has, meaning a servant, a maidservant that he owns, ubehem or an animal, misdeach uzasai, or his field, loy macher v'loy gael, it's not allowed to be sold or redeemed, kol cherem kadosh kadashim l'Hashem. Any cherem vow that he makes is going to be kodesh kodashim to Hashem. He is not able to redeem it. Now Rashi tells us there's a machlekes chachamim when a person makes a stam cherem. He says, this thing is cherem to Hashem. Does that go to the kaihanim or does that go to the Beis HaMikdash? But everyone agrees that a person is not able to redeem it. It gets given to either the kaihanim or the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.